tell me what to do. That's what your people are secretly telling you. And that's why you use CTAs. CTAs are calls to action. These are the bright red buttons that say buy me or subscribe. They motivate the reader to take the next action. But what does that look like in social media? Doing CTAs in social media furthers that relationship. It invites the person you met on Twitter to subscribe to your list or learn more about you. Without using CTAs in social media, you're just putting content out there without reaping any of the benefits. So when you think about using CTAs in social media, you want to tie it to your overall business goals for that month or quarter. What are you supporting? A newsletter? A webinar? A JV partnership, perhaps? What next actions do you want people to take? For example, on Facebook, you might want to start a conversation to boost engagement. You could post a simple, "What's your favorite quote?" Or you could post, "Tell me in the comments below what quote makes your heart sing and why." Can you guess which would get more engagement? Which one did you respond to more? On Twitter, it could look something like, "Check this out if you're a small business who's looking to expand." Or, "Download this white paper if you want your new hires to stick." These are specific, they focus on one action, and they forward your business. Using CTAs are a very important part of business. They are part of the breadcrumbs that lead prospects to become your clients. They lead them from A to Z. So go ahead and share this quick audio clip with someone who's always complaining about putting stuff out on social media, but not getting the traffic they want to their website. Until next time, this is Tamae Shannon with W2S Marketing.